My name is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. Drew Davidson Acres Long-Term Care Home celebrated their 50 years in service on September 18th. Drew Davidson was first constructed in 1973 when David Crombie was mayor of Toronto and Pierre Trudeau was prime minister. Drew Davidson is one of 10 city-run long-term care facilities. In the last 50 years, the facility has completely changed, with renovations in 2005 taking place and completely changing the facility to fit a more modern understanding of long-term care. Ceremonies started in the afternoon with food and entertainment for the residents and guests. Family and friends of the residents were in attendance alongside staff and volunteers. An opening speech was done by Jennifer Dockery, General Manager of Senior Services and Long-Term Care at Drew Davidson, and Brad Bradford, Toronto City Councillor of Ward 19. After the speeches were done, the cake was cut and handed out to the residents by Dockery and Bradford before the afternoon's main event. Despite torrential rain, a tree planting ceremony took place with a plaque to commemorate the 50 years of service to the community. I spoke to Jennifer Dockery and Avi Sharma regarding how the facility has changed and where the facility will be going in the future. I'm currently here with...
Sure, I'm Jennifer Dockery, and I'm the General Manager for Senior Services and Long-Term Care.
I'm Avi Sharma, I'm the Home Administrator for Drew Davidson Acres.
And how long have you two been working here?
So I'm actually newer to the city. I joined the City of Toronto in June of 2021, so I've been here 2 years.
I've been at TDA since March 2023, but with the city since 2002.
And so this facility is currently celebrating its 50th year anniversary. With the big 5-0, what's going through your head? How are you feeling about it?
Actually, I think it's pretty incredible. So we've got a facility that's been around for 50 years serving the older adults of the City of Toronto. And, you know, we continue to see both our residents and our staff thrive while we were managing the challenges that came along with the pandemic. So, you know, you've got a home that survived a number of things that have gone on over the last 50 years and continues to be going strong.
A lot of things. It's nostalgic. It's a home that's older than I am. So I was able to look at what was happening back in 1973 and what life was like at that time and where we were and where we've come, right? And what our future looks like moving forward, right? So it's rekindling past memories with our residents, and but also looking forward to how far we've come and where we're going to go.
And why is it important to celebrate milestones like this, like 50 years?
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge milestones along the way. As Avi said, it's an opportunity for us to look back and reflect, right? Both on the past. And when you think about, you know, what long-term care was 50 years ago, it's not what it is today. 50 years ago, you had residents who were coming in, who were driving. Some of them even had jobs. They were certainly spending more time in the community, and this was just a place where they came to sleep, and it, you know, was like their own little apartment. You come forward now 50 years and you see the changes in the complexity of the residents who are now coming into long-term care, much older, much frailer, requiring actually a different level of care, right? So I think at every point, it's important to stop, reflect on the fact that you've accomplished a whole lot, and 50 years is a long time, in order to prepare us for, you know, looking forward, again, as Avi said, to what is our future going to be looking like? Where are we going to be 10 years from now when we actually hit our 60th anniversary, and what kind of work we'll be doing, what kind of residents we'll be providing care for?
I think, like Jennifer said, looking at milestones and celebrating where we're at, but also have an opportunity to look back and do that reflection, the reflective piece. But it also speaks to the population that's coming in, very different from 150 years ago to now. But it also speaks to where we've come to in terms of the supports that we have in the communities, right? So now we're seeing a lot older residents, a lot in terms of the complexity of care, but it also speaks to the fact that we have a lot of supports in the community now to allow them to age in place before they get to our long-term care homes, right? Rewind 50 years ago, those support services weren't in place, right? And it speaks to the advocacy, it speaks to where we're at right now and what we're seeing happening within our homes.
So you both mentioned it about this 50-year benchmark being a time to look back and reflect at how the facility has changed over the course of its lifetime. And the biggest change being regarding how it went from something closer to apartments to now being a more long-term care, and how the residents are getting more and more frail. With your current residents, what are their thoughts on the facility now?
Well, I think that you saw a room full of folks today who looked engaged, who look healthy, who are actually living as vibrantly as they possibly can, being in, I'm going to say, in a facility setting, a facility care setting. I think that they are happy that they have a place that is still focused on their living while they are needing more care than they've probably ever needed at any other point in their life, right? I think that the residents are thrilled that we're here. I think, you know, as we've talked about the reflection and we were talking about the residents, there's also the piece of reflection around the advocacy that's gone on. So when you think about Ms. Davidson and the work that she did back in her day to advocate for space that would care for folks, that would support folks when they were in need, that type of advocacy work is still going on today, right? And I don't think that that's ever going to stop. Seniors are a marginalized community, and it's important when you're looking at marginalized communities to have some appreciation and understanding that others need to come together in order to advocate for their needs from a holistic perspective, right?
And I think the residents are really happy to be here. It's a home where they come to. They advocate for changes. We listen. We implement those changes. And it really is truly a home that is geared towards them. Oftentimes when people move into facilities or they have to get used to those rules, but we try to cater to them. So when they move in, we try to adopt their lifestyle prior to coming in. So it's a very holistic perspective. It's a very person-centered approach, and it speaks to our care values as well, right? Mm-hmm. So they're really happy, and this is one of the homes that advocated for space for the 2S LGBT community and was really a trailblazer with the advocacy of the new implementation of the refresh of our toolkit, right? So, and our residents are coming out in our facility, which speaks to how safe our facility, the language, and what have you, right? So I think our residents here at GDA are absolutely happy. Can we do more? Absolutely, right? But I think we're at a good place. And
with this advocacy and this 50-year benchmark, it's a time to look back, but it's also a time to look forward. So what is the future of this facility looking like?
I would say that the future of this facility, like the other 9 long-term care homes in the City of Toronto, is actually very bright. We are still able to attract people who are passionate about this work. And obviously, seniors are the fastest growing population currently, with numbers that are expected to triple in the coming, I think, by 2030. And so, you know, the need for the service that we provide is not going to reduce. In fact, if anything, it's going to increase. And that is why we're also very focused on doing work to try to help individuals to age in place, because ultimately people want to stay in their homes. But when they cannot stay in their homes, we're here. We're here to help them with the rest of their life journey.
To still be a home for its community residents in the heart of East York. And I think that staying here, seeing that this home is made up of community residents, right? Community dwellers who came into here as residents because this was a place where they immigrated to as young individuals when their parents left their countries, and this is where they immigrated, this is where they settled, this is where they put roots, this is where they grew their children, right? And this is where they wanted to stay instead of moving away, right? So I think the future of this place is to keep it here in the community and for it continuously to integrate and to accommodate the type of community members that it has into its home.
So that's actually all of my questions. Do you have any final comments you would like to leave off on?
I think I would just like to add that, you know, everybody in long-term care is not a senior. The reasons why individuals are coming into long-term care are varied and vast. And so we have youth that are long-term care. I mean, the qualification for coming through the door is that you have to be 18 years of age. And sometimes people miss that because every time we talk about long-term care homes, we talk about seniors. Mm-hmm. But we have folks in here who are in their 30s and their 40s, right up to people. We have residents who are 100 years old. And so I would just like to leave that with the community at large to say that, you know, long-term care is not a place to come and sit and kind of wait out your last years. It's a place to come and live and be vibrant for whatever time that you have left in your journey. So
I also briefly spoke to Denise Cowan, a longtime volunteer at True Davidson.
So to start off, would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Denise Cowan, and I'm a volunteer here at True Davidson Acres.
And how long have you been volunteering here?
Basically, for the last 6 months, I've been volunteering in our gift shop, and prior to that, I used to come in and bring my little dog for about 8 years, and she just loved it, and the residents loved cuddling with her.
And today is the 50th anniversary of this facility.
Yes.
So in your 8 years, what has this facility been like with the staff and the residents?
I think it's a great place. Otherwise, I wouldn't have come back after COVID to do volunteering. I like the people. I like the setup. Everybody's very nice, willing to help. The residents are great people. And if you take the time to sit and talk with them, they have some beautiful stories to tell you that you might not hear from your own grandparents or parents someday.
And how did you first get involved volunteering?
Well, the volunteering, I just found out through St. John's Ambulance Therapy Dog Program, wanted to do something with my dog. But my grandparents were residents here about 40 years ago. So I'm well acquainted with True Davidson Acres and what they can do for the residents.
Your grandparents were 40 years ago. So that must have been about the 10th anniversary, is that correct?
It was very different here. It was before a lot of the changes. They had to share common bathrooms and things like that, where now all the residents have their own bathrooms. It was a very different setup, but it's been changed and it's really good. I still think it's a great place for, you know, places to go if you need long-term care.
I guess in that time frame that you've been volunteering here, how has this facility changed?
I think more it had physical changes. They did a major upgrade and changing how the rooms worked and the washrooms for residents. They have more private space for themselves. They have a lot of activities. They had a lot of activities back then too, but I think there's a lot more activities. They certainly do a lot of activities to keep them as active as they can make them, as well as mentally stimulated.
Yeah, that's actually all of my questions. Do you have any final comments you'd like to leave off on?
I think if you're looking to have one of your family members go into a long-term care, True Davidson Acres is definitely a good place for them to be.
Lastly, I spoke to Councillor Bradford about the 50-year celebration and what it means to have a facility like this in his ward.
Could you mind introducing yourself?
Brad Bradford, City Councillor, Ward 19, Beaches East York.
It is now currently the 50th anniversary of this long-term care home, one of 10 in Toronto that are city-owned. So why is it important to celebrate one of these type of achievements in terms of like length and time?
Well, I think 50 years is a big milestone for any organization, institution. You know, True Davidson Acres is it's a hub of community here in East York, and it has been for 5 decades now. I was talking to neighbors when we were walking in and reflecting on the world as it was in 1973, and it was a time when David Crombie was mayor, Pierre Trudeau was the prime minister. You know, you look at in the U.S. they were pulling out of Vietnam, they were opening the Sydney Opera House. It was quite a different world than what we experience today. But what remains is the sense of community that you have in True Davidson. She, of course, was the first mayor of East York. So somebody, you know, a political force, always very compassionate, someone who really cared, and a fitting figure to have a facility like this named after. Because I think, you know, the opportunity that I've had over the years to build relationships here with some of the residents and with the staff, everyone really cares about each other. And I think that's important in the world that we're living in right now, is compassion and empathy.
After your speech, I noticed you walking around and speaking to some of the residents. What are some of the residents saying regarding this big event?
You saw in the hall there, it was packed. And for folks who are listening or reading, you know, there's 174 residents that live here. We had a good number of those who are able to join us here for the celebration. It's exciting. You know, you think about the day-to-day in a long-term care home. You're connecting with your neighbors, with the staff, but having an opportunity to get together and listen to some music and cut the cake, that is a highlight. And so I was hearing about that from folks. And again, 50 is a big milestone for any organization. And I think people understand the significance of that. This is a day of celebration, and I think people are having a lot of fun.
In your eyes, who is this celebration for?
I think it's residents today, residents of past, staff, volunteers, everybody that has made contributions to the community here at True Davidson. And you know, it was interesting. I was talking to a number of family members who, you know, maybe their parents or their spouses are living here. And so they are also really grateful for the care and the compassion at True Davidson. Folks, I met a woman who had actually moved here and relocated from Etobicoke to this an area of the city, moved into Crescent Town. She wanted to be close to her husband because her husband's living here. So those are the stories, and that's the way long-term care, particularly city-run long-term care, touches people's lives and continues to be a place where community and families can come together.
Aside from, you know, the cake cutting and the food and all the big celebrations, what is it to you has been the best part about this type of celebration, especially with 50 years under this place's belt?
I think it's knowing that True Davidson is here, that it is, you know, one of the most successful long-term care homes, I think, in the city. I've had an opportunity to go to different places, and there's nowhere quite like True Davidson. I mean, for those folks who are listening, this is literally situated in the side of a ravine. So opportunities and access to the outdoors for residents is really special. They have a beautiful new lounge area with fantastic views of the ravine. So people are comfortable. This is home. You know, as a city councilor to represent East York, a politician many years after True Davidson, but she really kind of got it started here in East York with a strong sense of community and compassion that exists today. And you certainly see that manifest in places like True Davidson Acres.
And as a counselor and having this residence within your ward, how does that make you feel, having some place like this that has a long history within East York itself?
East York is certainly a very special and unique part of the city of Toronto. You know, you go north of Danforth, we still have the street signs with the old East York logo on it. There's an immense sense of pride. East York Bulldogs, people love it. And so to have a facility like this, to make sure that people have the opportunity to age in place in the community where they can have the supports and the resources, that's something very special. And so I'm just grateful that this is here. I'm grateful for the staff team and also the volunteers that make the experience here at True Davidson comfortable, compassionate, and a place where, you know, people are happy to spend time.
That's my final question. Do you have any final comments you would like to leave off on?
Well, it's just, you know, when you reflect on 50 years of an organization, it's just important to think about all the people who have walked through these doors and given their time, their talent, their treasure to make a place like True Davidson something so special and successful. And, you know, it is a part of people's lives where often it's, you know, you're going into long-term care. And so, you know, that's going to be the final stop for a lot of folks. And to make sure that it's done with care and compassion and love, that's really important. And I'm glad True Davidson Acres exists and that care, compassion, and love is present in the way the services are delivered, the way the staff interact with the residents, and of course, the volunteers who give their time to make everybody more comfortable.